This is The Adam Ritz Show, a public affairs talk show touching on community, health, foundations, and more. The Adam Ritz Show is underwritten by Vibonomics, an audio out-of-home advertising marketplace and audio experience company. Info at Vibonomics.com. And now, from the Vibonomics studios, please welcome your public affairs radio host, Adam Ritz.
Hey everyone, Adam Ritz here with you. It's the Adam Ritz Show. I've got Jay Baker on the phone with me. Jay, how are you today?
I am doing great. This is a great time of the year. Lots going on, and we're heading into those warm summer months.
Yeah, happy June to you. June is National Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month. So tip of my hat to you and your brain health. How you feeling?
Well, brain health is important to me, and I'm glad you brought that up. And yeah, I think probably one of the most exciting things that I've discovered from working on this show is that new discoveries are being made almost monthly about brain health and Alzheimer's. So yeah, make sure you keep up on your research. And there's more than one author that has several suggestions about maintaining your brain health, and they're all worth pursuing.
And they're doing such great work at the Alzheimer's Association. It's the leading voluntary health organization in Alzheimer's care support and research. Jay, they're leading the way to end Alzheimer's and all other dementia by accelerating global research. They're driving risk reduction and early detection, and they're maximizing quality care and support. To learn more, find out how you can get involved, maybe even donate, you can head to their website. It's alz.org. That's alz.org.
Very good. Yeah. And definitely keep up on the research. And your idea of donating is a great idea.
Yeah, you know, and we talk a lot about if you don't have the financial means to donate, you can donate your time and your social media network. If you just would share an Alzheimer's Foundation post on your page, it'll reach your community online, and that's like free advertising. So that is a way to volunteer and give back if you're strapped for money.
Yeah, absolutely. Money or time. We rarely have both.
Yeah. There's that choir preaching again. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Unless you've hit the lottery and or you've had the acumen of a Warren Buffett, you know, it's one or the other for most people.
You know, and when you hit the lottery, I'm switching gears super fast here, Jay. I heard a story this week. Somebody won $100,000 on a scratch-off ticket, on a lottery ticket.
I saw that.
And when they went to claim the money, there was some glitch with the barcode on the ticket, and it only paid out like $20. So
yeah, the lottery had a problem with its printing supplier, and that just shows you sometimes all the things that can go wrong. I actually kind of felt for both parties, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I do side on the the side of the lottery ticket scratcher, because I can see myself in that position. I get a scratcher once in a while here and there. I don't ever win anything. And if it told me I won $100,000, I would be pretty ecstatic. I'd start making plans for that money. And then to find out it was only $20, I don't know. I think I'd be a little upset.
I would be a little upset. It's funny you said that. Our guilty pleasure at my residence is a show called My Lottery Dream Home. And they feature on there typically lottery winners. And according to what some, you know, depending on which prizes in which format, you know, whether you scratch or you draw, some of them have won multiple millions of dollars. And as you said, what if you had a ticket and it said, you've just won $1 million? And you go there and they go, no, it's $20. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, well, okay.
You know, here's a lottery t-shirt. Sorry that happened.
Take this free scratcher with you as a consolation prize.
Yeah, that's a tough story. And there's a lot of egg on a lot of faces on that state where that happened.
Jay, I consider myself the luckiest man in the world just to be able to do this radio show with you.
Well, listen to you. What a prize. What did I win? Hey, when you go, and this is the travel season as well, they're actually suggesting not only do you get to unplug by going away, but there's some things in your home that you should pull the plug on, which will not only lower your energy bill a little bit, but also reduces fire risk. And that's important as well.
That is a great idea. I tend to forget about that kind of stuff. Melissa always says, hey, let's go downstairs and unplug everything in the basement when we go on a trip or something. So that's a great, great point to make with all the travel that's happening this summer.
Yeah, she's not wrong. So here's sort of the list that they have provided, but you know, your list may vary slightly. Battery chargers, space heaters, countertop appliances, home entertainment systems, and hairstyling tools.
Hairstyling tools. Yeah. That's...
Yeah. I know you're pretty big on, what is it, the hot press, or what is the iron.
I've got the crimper. Yeah, I do that.
Get the crimper going on.
I crimp my bangs once in a while, so it looks like I'm going to the mall in 1987.
It's kind of a Greg Brady look, and you're sticking with it. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, speaking of travel, if you're planning a trip to the national parks, be aware this is going to be a big year for summer travel. And the example they give, the most popular park in our country is Yosemite. And Yosemite, yes, that was the birthplace of Yosemite Sam.
That's right.
Famous cartoon character. But Yosemite is saying that they had 225,000 people visiting in March alone.
Yeah, with the 250 anniversary, there's going to be a lot of people that want to see America. And those national parks, boy, they're beautiful.
You are not wrong. July typically brings in more than 600,000 visitors to Yosemite. Apparently, many of the national parks are no longer requiring timed entry, a move that some park advocates worry about will lead to overwhelmed staff, overwhelmed ecosystems, and packed roads. You don't expect, you know, if you say, hey, let's go to Yosemite and there's a traffic jam.
Yeah, once you get inside the park grounds, you should be in God's country and be able to move around with some space. You don't expect that kind of congestion once you're there.
Yes, absolutely. Also, speaking of Yosemite, just saw a video on X, the platform X, about a woman that thought she would pet a moose. And while that sounds nice, it did not turn out well. Thankfully, the woman is going to be okay, but yeah, you should not pet moose. I'm not sure what the plural of moose is, but meese. Don't do that either.
Yeah, stay away from the meese. Those videos online, these are wild animals, ladies and gentlemen. You can't. It's not Smokey the Bear. Isn't a cartoon animal character? You try to feed.
Yeah, Yogi and Boo Boo. They're fun, but they're bears.
Yeah, stay away. I've seen some videos of people like. They've got a GoPro on their headband, and they're on a jog or a walk through a trail, and they happen upon a puma or a cougar or a tiger almost.
And they're an unexpected large cat.
Yeah, and it's just like freeze in your tracks, start walking backwards slowly. be aware as you get out and about
nice
this summer.
Kitty.
There are wild animals everywhere, and they are not cartoon characters.
No, some may want to do you harm. Your experience may vary.
Yeah.
American Airlines, the reason I'm telling you this is not to promote American Airlines, but I will just tell you, I get amazed at some technologies. American Airlines is going to be using Starlink for its in-flight Wi-Fi.
Very cool.
Yeah, because if you think about this, this is part of the SpaceX empire where they have launched not hundreds, but thousands of low-orbit satellites. So if you think about it, you're jumping on a jetliner and getting your Wi-Fi from outer space.
Have you seen Starlink in the night sky go across
yes.
the sky? It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And the reason why I bring that up is I'm still at that stage where you're going, can you believe that they can do something like this?
It is amazing. It's quite amazing. And if you haven't seen it go across the sky, don't be alarmed when you do see it. The first time I saw it in my backyard with Melissa, we looked up and, you know, not having any point of reference or context, we thought it was an alien invasion. There were, I don't know, two dozen dots equidistant from each other that are just
right.
following in line across the sky. And if you're not thinking, oh, that must be Starlink, you're like, what is that? Oh my gosh.
I know. It's just amazing. And, you know, I've always thought to myself that Starlink's motto should be, I know it seems wild, but you wanted Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you wanted Wi-Fi.
You wanted the Wi-Fi. So here we are. No, it is cool, as you said. And just as a footnote, SpaceX, which is part of the Starlink family, is preparing to go public in what could be the biggest IPO ever.
Well,
so if you follow finance, that's worth keeping an eye on.
I may buy a dollar's worth. I was going to say I was
yes.
going to buy one share, but heck, maybe one share is $100. I don't know. I'm just going to buy $1 worth and see what happens with it.
See, I was going to keep this information to myself, but I'm sharing it freely with the American public. So, yes, buy as many shares as you feel comfortable.
And then, Jay, on your LinkedIn, right next to radio broadcaster, put Starlink investor.
Financial advisor. Yes, absolutely. Well, here's kind of the bummer, but we'll get it out of the way because we do have to talk about this a little bit. Summer travel is the official start of what many police departments know as the 100 deadliest days.
Ooh, that I didn't know they actually had it like branded with a name like that.
Yeah, June, July, August, state troopers across the country say that speeding, drunk driving, distracted driving, and crashes actually skyrocket this time of year.
Yeah, I can believe it. People are out and about. There's a lot of celebrations, the sun's up longer. You're out driving more. You're not as conscientious about winter driving. So maybe your defenses are lowered a little bit. Throw in a beer or two and the distraction of the phone. I mean, yeah, this I can absolutely easily see how June, July, and August are the 100 deadliest days on the roads.
Yeah, all drivers should reflect on that. And also, you might want to have a chat with your teenage drivers. They are especially at risk. Officials urge everyone to buckle up, obey speed limits, and never drive impaired.
Jay, I've noticed this. Tell me if you sense this. I don't know if in driver's ed anymore they teach a safe driving distance between you and the car in front of you. Because every time there is a car an inch off my bumper behind me, it seems to be a teenager. What are they doing?
Well, I think that that's some inexperience because you are correct. You know, as a young driver, you don't always reflect on your vehicle closeness may affect the mood and emotion of the driver in front of you.
I mean, they're in such a hurry to get to where they're going. As soon as my one lane road opens to two lanes, they just fly by me. Like I was ruining their day. They're a teenager. Get off my back.
Yeah, and you know, you're underscoring another thing about driving this time of year. You're the one that needs to stay as neutral as possible, because the other kind of scary thing is road rage incidents have seemed to kind of ramp up. So if you're like me, your initial response is, I'm going to let this guy know about 1/10 of a second after I think that. I go, I won't be doing that.
Yeah, you know, with the crazy stuff you see online with the viral videos of fights, even gunfire after some road rage, I tend to, as I've gotten older, my road rage has not only dissipated, it's evaporated, it's gone. Nothing is that important. I just let the crazy driver get by me and speed by
you
me.
I'll
actually slow down so they can just get away from me.
Yeah, I've gotten to the point where I find a spot that safely I can just pull to the side, let them pass, and let them go on their way. Because that's taking the high road, you know?
I'll find the nearest ice cream parlor and pull over for a hot fudge sundae. That usually calms things down, and then I can get on my way.
And it's good for your heart health.
Yeah,
yes, right. Absolutely. Here's some good news. We love studies. A new study from the University of Cork College. This is in Ireland. Says that coffee lovers have another reason to pour a cup. They found that both regular and decaf coffee may help improve mood, focus, and even reduce anxiety.
Well, that's certainly true for me in the morning. My mood and focus is non-existent when I first wake up. I've got to have that cup of coffee.
Yeah, it's funny you said that, because the most revered machine in our house, oh, it's not the television, it's not anything electronic, it's the coffee maker. If anything were to happen to it, why, calamity and tension would break out, you know?
Yeah. When ours needs cleaned or it's not brewing correctly, it's the end of the world.
Yeah. As the quote from my wife, what's wrong with this thing?
I've been known to, as soon as the coffee maker starts to work a little inefficiently, I'll just throw it in the garbage and go buy a new one.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not messing around with this. My mood,
don't mess around.
In the morning, I need that coffee. So what was the college? At first, I thought it was a joke college, but then when you said it was in Ireland, it made sense. The Cork University of Cork?
Cork College in beautiful Ireland.
Cork
and it's kind of cool, because in general, the Irish are more tea drinkers than coffee drinkers. They admit that the study was relatively small, but it did address the issue about coffee. And their underscore on this was they were a bit surprised that it helped with anxiety, because we tend to think of anxiety as sort of heightened nervous tension. But coffee is actually good at perhaps smoothing that out.
You're right. Coffee's a stimulant. It could give you the shakes and maybe make you more anxious. But the researchers at Cork College are saying otherwise.
They're saying full speed ahead.
Cork. Put a cork in it. Hey,
I think that every study we ever do on this show should be, your results may vary. Pause. Consult your physician. Use moderation.
Use in moderation. Jay, I'm going to tell you something I've noticed about coffee, and you're going to notice this every time you are in the presence of, quote, a cup of coffee, end quote. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. And I've noticed in any television program or film, when anybody goes to the coffee machine in their kitchen and pours a cup of coffee, whether it's for them or their spouse or anybody else, the character in the film or movie drinks that cup of coffee black. No one ever puts cream or sugar in their coffee.
I've never noticed.
You will now. No, you will now notice that. I mean, everybody just, whether it's Everybody Loves Raymond or Friends and Neighbors, when someone goes to the coffee on the counter, they pour a cup, that's it. See, that's the scene. No, they never go to the fridge and get the creamer. Never. It never happens. You will notice
that's
this.
That's interesting.
And everybody listening, if you haven't noticed this yet, count on it. The next show you watch where somebody pours a cup of coffee, guarantee you they will not put cream in it. Guaranteed.
I'm going to watch for that. Yeah, I know at our house when certain coffee creamers come in seasonal flavors,
yeah,
that's like the happiest month in the house.
Oh, yeah. Look out.
Oh, my goodness. This is sugar cookie flavored. Yeah.
Oh, the sugar cookie latte.
Oh, this is so good.
That reduces my anxiety for sure. The sugar cookie latte.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, life is good after that. An unusual batch of trash has been washing up on the beaches of Texas. Scientists are interested to look at how trash can float through the Gulf. Believe it or not, there are scientists that study what washes up on the beach.
That's a vocation that I wouldn't mind. I mean, I know half of it's garbage and trash, but the other half is beach. You're working on the beach.
Here's a guy named Jace Tunnell. He has been with the University of Texas for a number of years. His job, examine the debris that washes up on Central Texas beaches. Now, through the years, he has seen dozens of bottles with messages. He found a prosthetic leg. He found bowling balls. How do you lose your bowling ball overboard?
And what is it? How does it not just sink to the bottom?
How does it float?
I mean, how is it float? How is it washing ashore?
I would, if you said, hey, let's take a bet. A bowling ball, will it be on the beach or on the bottom of the ocean? I would have selected bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a mystery right there.
However, recently there's been a rash of plastic piggy banks with 14 found in just one day. Markings on the bank suggest they're traveled from as far away as Guatemala to head to the Lone Star State. So a rash of piggy banks they're on Texas beaches. See, tell me that you don't learn stuff from this show.
You absolutely learn stuff. This is important stuff. And I've learned that main researcher is, that's how he's getting his gas money from the piggy banks he's finding on the beach.
Later you tell your folks, look, I want to get a degree that's pertinent. It's important and helps others. I am going to look at beach debris.
Beach debris as an undergraduate degree. I think that's a great idea, Jay.
Now, have you heard the phrase touch grass?
It's vaguely familiar, but I don't know what it means.
Well, touch grass is sometimes used in online discussions to tell the individual that you're communicating with that, hey, you might need to get some perspective, step away from your screen, spend some time offline and maybe outdoors. And as it turns out, that's actually pretty solid advice. Once again, researchers looked into this. If you spend time in nature, you can boost your body image and life satisfaction.
And you just opened up this floodgate in my head. I've always heard that there is some sort of medical connection between walking barefoot in your yard and actually touching the grass with your bare feet. There is some health benefits to doing that.
Yeah, there is something to this touch grass. And barefoot in your backyard, many people are saying, give it a try. If you think about it, it's a pretty safe environment unless unless you live near a logging camp, you're not going to have sharp metal debris in your yard.
And there's nothing like walking across some fresh grass, like maybe even like a putting green at a golf course barefoot, feeling that ground on your bare feet. I'm not suggesting you go to a country club and take off your shoes and walk through the 18th green. But yeah, there's something to that.
Yeah, they are saying in the study that what happens is time spent in nature and or touching actual touch grass is linked with higher self-compassion, and that particular emotion is a gateway to better health.
Touch grass, Dre.
Yeah, touch grass.
Touch grass.
I think we have time for one more story, Adam.
Yeah, we've got about four minutes here.
I want to mention my hero, Warren Buffett. This is something that he does every year. He gives a bidder a chance to have lunch with him. This year, his charity lunch with Warren Buffett, he is bringing along a companion, a guy by the name of Steph Curry, who Yay. Happens to be quite a little basketball player.
That ups the ante for people that are like, you know, Warren Buffett can pay to have lunch with me. I'm not paying to have lunch with him. But Steph Curry, that changes things quite a bit.
It changes everything, yeah. An anonymous bidder bid $9 million on eBay for the chance to have lunch with Warren Buffett alongside Steph and Aisha Curry. And the money from that week-long auction will benefit Glide and Curry's Eat, Learn, Play Foundation. And then Buffett personally matched the winning bid for both charities, pushing the total raise to around $27 million.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that is an amazingly enormous amount of money to go have lunch with a couple of guys. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah, but you think about it. They're basically saying, hey, we think that you would like to dine with us. And when you do, you're going to be helping a lot. In fact, Steph's foundation helps kids and families gain access to meals, education, and safe spaces, while Buffett called the auction response incredible, said that he's excited to share the meal with the winning group because you get a seat and then you get seats for up to seven guests.
Wasn't there one year when someone donated to have lunch and they were disappointed to find out it wasn't Warren Beatty? They thought they were having lunch with Warren Beatty. And can you imagine if you paid $1 million or $2 million to have lunch with Warren Beatty and you show up and it's Warren Buffett?
Yeah, I mean, you know how it is. But we've always chatted about the fact that Warren is one of those interesting billionaires who wants to give away most, if not all, of his money while he is still alive.
Yeah, that billionaires club you've talked about, they encourage each other just to give away their money, and it's for great causes. You can't take it with you, Jay.
That's what I've heard. And if you would like to eat lunch with Adam Ritz.
Yeah,
Didn't you offer to pay too? Or maybe I missed that part.
Well, I think that's the key. If you want to have lunch with me, the only way I'd get you to show up is if I buy the lunch. I don't even know if I got Steph Curry to come if anybody paid to have lunch with me.
I was going to say.
All right, Jay, we're coming up on the end here. That's awesome information. As always, you bring it to this public affairs show week in and week out. And if you'd like to hear any of our past episodes, we've got them all listed in podcast form. Jay, you could go walk your dog and listen to a half hour episode. You could listen to a half hour episode while you drive to work. We've got them all listed on our website, AdamRitzShow.com. Jay, thank you so much, and we will see you next week.
The Adam Ritz Show is recorded live in studio at the Vibonomics Worldwide Headquarters. Learn more about the Vibonomics Audio Out-of-Home Marketplace at Vibonomics.com. For information on this broadcast, including past on-demand episodes, interview submissions, and syndication contacts, visit adamritzshow.com.